Amazon.com/backup.
The other radio programs, television programs, they want to scare you. They want you to have no peace whatsoever. None. Zero. Nada.
Zip.
So if you want, but my story to scare you has nothing to do with the usual stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with radiation. It has to do with a cobra. There is a deadly cobra on the loose. The Bronx Zoo in New York reports today they lost a cobra.
Uh-oh.
Totally not going to the zoo today.
Totally not going to the Bronx today.
No.
Egyptian cobra. This weekend, I can't find this thing.
Yeah, deadly one, no less. A real venomous one.
Oh, yeah, really? Really bad one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they said this venom can kill somebody in 15 minutes.
Yeah. How do you lose a cobra? Did it climb out of its cage? Or, I mean, what happened?
Well, they think it's somewhere in the reptile house.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So the reptile house is closed.
Yeah,
who's closed the zookeeper? Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't think
but
so.
The zoo is still open.
Zoo is still open, yeah.
The number one rule that the world of reptiles, don't get a job there.
Yeah, watch where you step.
Can't find a snake. Oh, come on.
One time we came home from vacation and we noticed Monty's cage was open.
Yeah.
This is why
Monty
there are no snakes.
Pet snake.
Being our 6-foot-long pet snake. It's non-venomous, though. And
non-venomous?
Non-venomous.
Good.
Is that like venomous?
It's like
yes,
being venomous.
Right, right. It won't kill you, in other words.
Right. Vitamin
and so we weren't sure where the thing went. But I said, you know what? I think it's somewhat confined to this room. Because they do climb, and they will go up on top of things. And I had visions of it, like, dropping on my head when we were sleeping.
So, Roberta, I remind you, those of you who have reptiles, keep a lid on their receptacle, whatever it is.
No, so what we did was Victoria was standing watching TV, and she felt something nip at her jeans. So I said, the snake's under the sofa. So I took a dead rat, because I knew it would be hungry, and I kind of waved it a little bit under the sofa, and sure enough, it came out and bit at it. So once
how'd you like to live in Roberta's house, folks?
So once its mouth
dead
was occupied.
Dead rats and live snakes.
Once its mouth was occupied, I grabbed it.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta.
And I wrestled
we
the
had
snake.
We are so weird. Yeah. Richie thinks I'm weird. We had a video yesterday. It's still at. It was the highlight of the yesterday video department. Today it's still there and will be there because we archived the videos of Jimmy Kimmel, getting bitten by a rattlesnake.
It's hysterical.
That was all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
In our video of the day today,
hey, Roberta, when you walk into your house, do you hear
why
this?
Why is it that next,
the Addams Family.
The video today, very cool. Parents of a small girl named Natalie combined hundreds of pictures of her. They took one about every day from when she was born until she was 10.
Yeah.
Made a time-lapse video so you can watch her grow up right before your eyes.
Very cute.
Takes about a minute. Very cool. Yeah. Very, very cute. Uri is not with us today because today is the first day of his taping his new television program in Sweden. So that's what's happening with him. Meanwhile, all I can think of when I listen to Roberta is that movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman or Jurassic Park or the snake in the plane thing. Yesterday,
what?
Just think about these horrible
creatures.
Things, yeah. These snakes.
She likes them.
God's creatures.
They're right, they're all right. Exactly. They're all God's creatures.
Right. So if this happened in your hometown zoo, would you still visit the zoo? 800-510-8255. So we have to counter this. The girl's pictures, the story of the life, the video, good way to counter that image. Here's another one. Think about, just if you're not driving, would you please just stop, close your eyes right now, and think about what your life would be like if you could start your day without any caffeine, if you could always be cheerful, ignoring the everyday aches and pains that you're exposed to, if you could resist complaining and boring people with your troubles, if you could eat plain food every day and be grateful for it, if you could understand when your loved ones are too busy to give you time, If you could take criticism and blame without resentment, if you could conquer tension without medical help, if you could relax without liquor, if you could sleep without the aid of any drugs, think about your family dog. Think about Charlotte. Think about Patches.
It's not Patches, it's Patch. Just one.
Who cares?
Singular.
Nobody knows.
Charlotte's. Think about Charlotte's.
Charlotte's. I was thinking about when I read this, was the dog sitting up like doing yoga?
Yeah.
Coming with his paws out and legs crossed. Yesterday, I had three dogs in the truck with me.
And when they
all three in the... Yeah. I have Frankie, Charlotte, and...
Tony's dog, poodle. How does the poodle and the bulldogs get along together?
The American
bulldog, the English bulldog, and the poodle.
They're okay now. They've had their times to straighten out the differences. Charlotte takes control of the whole situation. She makes sure that Frankie and... what do you call her in the back seat? Why is it I have I have a brain moment when it comes to remembering Tony's dog's name. I always call the first dog was Bailey that grew up with Charlotte.
Yeah,
and
I remember Bailey, yeah.
Great, great dog. This dog's name is Pearl, and I keep calling him Bailey. Anyway, so Pearl's in the car. Pearl's yipping a dog. Pearl's not my favorite. I loved Bailey. Pearl's not my favorite. And Megan has a new poodle. Wonderful dog. Matter of fact, at her Facebook page today, we were talking to her yesterday. She called. On their way, she and Matthew, her husband, spent a couple of days up in Santa Barbara, north of
Carmel.
Santa Barbara, the place they like to go to in Carmel. So they have this great
chat room. I'm here for you.
Your dog is named Pearl Bailey.
No, the dog now is Pearl. The dog before was Bailey. Yes, thank you, Richie. So anyway, the dog has this, they have the beach up there they go to with the dog. And the dog ran around so much. And it was so happy it wagged its tail until it broke the...
sprained his tail.
So
tail. Yeah, the tendon or whatever it is in the tail. So Megan's all worried that the dog's dying because it did something wrong. So they take it to a local vet up there. And the guy says, this must be a happy dog because the tail bone has been sprained or sprung or something. I don't know what it is. So Megan wrote about it on her Facebook page. And Jennifer noticed it. It's a cute little story. There are all kinds of cute stories. Some of them are fun. Some of them are not. Yes, they're me. That was Bailey.
That was Bailey.
Bailey was just a little puppy. So this has got to be. This is 10 years old, Richie.
During a commercial break one day. That was Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey's a good dog. All right, in a moment, the Doug Steffen Good Day program verifies. What Rich has been forever criticizing and making fun of me for, where we all come from.
No.
Other planets.
Where we come from.
Verified.
Verified it's today at DougSteffen.com. You'll hear the story behind the story in a moment.
Coo-coo.
So do not Coo-coo. Hide your children. We'll be fine. Richie might be able to take the rest of the morning off, but the rest of us will be just fine.
You want to see what a real nut job Doug Steffen really is? Yeah. Stick around for about 90 seconds.
Right, yeah. The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Tech Savings Good Day program, the hotel room safe. Is it really safe? Peter Greenberg, our travel expert, up with that in a few minutes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in the next half hour with the daily dose of important medical information. Right now, however, proof positive. A team of researchers at MIT, no less, delving into the possibility that we all have come from Mars. Many of you, there are probably... Who knows, 30-40% of the audience that's new, that didn't hear me or hasn't over the years heard me tell you that I have for a long time believed that there was no reason, there's no reasonable explanation. Those of you who believe in the right-wing Christian, that's not pejorative, it's just I'm describing it as quickly as I can.
No, it doesn't sound, yeah.
No.
Just
anyway,
to make things
that,
easy.
That we, you know,
all
no
of you guys.
Evolution. I don't believe in evolution, actually, either, but my theory is different than... the 6 days and one day rest kind of thing. I believe that we all came here from different planets. That you can just do whatever you want with that, including stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I have a theory that holds water. Otherwise, MIT wouldn't be delving into, wouldn't be looking, wouldn't be investigating.
Maybe MIT also investigates toilet waters and why it spins in a certain direction on the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere.
Fine. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
I believe that there's no reasonable explanation for black-skinned people, white-skinned people, yellow-skinned people. The differences from the various places on the planet don't make any sense because there are plenty of places on the planet that equal, for example, in South America, the people who grew, who live there and have families and tribes that have been there for millennia, they are the same color as the people who live in the on the equatorial African coast or inland. They're not black. They're dark skinned, but they're not black. The Chinese and the Asians who are yellow, what's the reason for that? Geographically, what's the difference there?
So let me ask you this, Einstein.
I believe
the difference between a poodle and a bulldog.
A poodle and a bulldog come from breeding. That has happened over the years.
Can't happen with people, though, right?
Well, I didn't say it couldn't, but it hasn't. That's my point.
Oh.
The poll today, do you think there's a chance, and you're so smart, do you think there's a chance we come from another planet? A, yes, anything's possible. B, probably, there doesn't seem to be much intelligent life on this planet, yeah, as exemplified by the guy who's running the controls in Washington. C, I doubt it, but it certainly would explain some things. D, no. I don't think there's a chance that life came from another planet. All right? So that's food for thought. You can fill out the poll as you visit some of the other things going on. Meanwhile, videos and birth control and stuff coming up on Good Day 21 after.
Ooh-ha.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Leg.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Hey, tell them who we are. Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
Sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills.
Love the guitar there.
All kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know. It's a thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
So, as a result of this number one song during the early part of 1973, the March or April, I think it was the April edition, April 1973, Dr. Hook finally got his group shot on the cover of this popular rock magazine, which is headquartered right down the street from where I live in Hollywood. Kind of an interesting building. It's kind of a round building. The Rolling Stone confirmed that members of the group Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show bought five copies of the magazine for their mothers.
Oh, that's cute.
Just like the song lyrics. Oh, what a great story. Crank it up, Richie.
The cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover. Wanna buy five copies for my mother. Wanna see my smiling face
on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
All right, you'll be happy to know Charlie Sheen has added more dates to his upcoming Torpedo of Truth, or whatever. What is it? What's this thing called?
Yeah, but it's not selling out so well anymore.
Nah, he's had it. He's done. He's off the front pages. Nobody cares. They don't care. He's going to be in Cleveland on the 5th, Columbus the 6th, New York, and the Radio City Music Hall on the 8th. You're going to go. You can go see that, Roberta, and let us know how it is, okay?
It's high on my must-do list.
All right.
I'd actually go see it.
Would you Connecticut, really? The 9th, yeah. Boston, as well. Yeah, a lot of crazy people go see it.
Hey!
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you seen the artwork for this? Violent Torpedo of Truth, Death is Not an Option show. Toronto and Tampa Bay.
Is it selling out?
No.
It was.
No. The first couple of days, and then that's done. He's done. He's finished. Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn. What's the deal?
They are, such an item.
Ooh.
He got jealous. See,
he's
50,
she's 26.
She was flirting. He was playing coy. So she started flirting with other people. He got really jealous, and he made his move. Took her to Mexico, all these different places, and now they went to Reese Witherspoon's wedding together.
Wow.
Yeah.
She normally tries to hide from public attention, but when she's with him, she doesn't seem
you
to care.
Can't. Yeah.
Flaunting.
Oh, she had her feet in his lap. And
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
And not in an innocent way.
Charles Sheen's coming to DAR Constitution Hall in D.C.
Okay, so now, today, the focus on this commercial for Baez birth control. Have you seen this?
No.
Women walk around a store, stars in their eyes, looking for the perfect man. They dream about the perfect house, trip to Paris for the wedding, fill their shopping carts with what must be every woman's ideal life, right? Then in this video, the evil stork starts waving his goods in a woman's face, begging her to take his bundle, and he's waved off. Anyway, the commercial is kind of, it'll probably take you off. Gentle music playing, women snatching up their beautiful little things, the Ken and Barbie image, sort of. And then this commercial makes it very clear they're telling you not to have children because it will ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
So use this birth control and have a wonderful life. Don't use birth control. You'll have a horrible life.
Getting married ruins your life. Having children doesn't.
Yeah. Listen to this. I'm with you.
I'm a Brazilian here.
I know. Holy mackerel.
Well, yeah. That'd be said for that. But anyway, you might want to check that out. We'll find that video, maybe your slideshow of it, Richie, and put it up at DougStefan.com. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When it comes to leaving behind valuables, is it safe to really rely on your in-room hotel room safe? Well, the answer is not really. The real deal is that the innkeeper liability laws limit how much the hotel is actually responsible for items left in your hotel room, even if it's in that safe. Even worse, they'll often charge you for the privilege of using that safe. The amount of that liability varies by state. You're better off storing valuables like passports in the safety deposit boxes behind the front desk. Confirm how much they're liable for and get a written receipt of each item you've left there. And if you have to leave items in the room, like a laptop, consider storing it in a slash-proof bag. Then use a cable lock that holds the zipper shut and secures the bag to a stationary piece of furniture. My big advice? Leave the expensive jewelry at home to begin with, and don't leave wads of cash anywhere. Your best protection is good old common sense. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJet Offer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
3-1.
To be motivated, whether it's MetaFast and a way for you to lose weight, a way for you to fix your eyes, a way for you to find out what's going on in the world, really things that you're interested in. This is the place. We're not in the middle, but we're not in the left, we're not in the right. We're here full of information, communication. Roberta Fasanelli, full of it. Jennifer Horn, full of it. Rich McFadden, full of it for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and your host, Doug Steffen, is always
totally
on,
full of it.
Thank you very much, underscore. Okay, so here's another New York controversy. Roberta stirring things up. The latest controversy is this story about one of the firefighters from 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The well, he's poster. Not a firefighter from 9/11.
Well, but he was supposedly there's an advertising agency that is selling... what the heck are they selling? I'm trying to figure out what they're selling. There's a firefighter holding a photo of the World Trade Center site, accompanied by the words, "I was there, and now Warby, Groner, Edelman, and Napoli is there for me." This is an ad for a law firm. That's what
right.
it is. Right. And they're still out there milking this, trying to find people who are sick because of what happened at Ground Zero. Any? Do you have an injury? Do you have health problems? Who can we sue to get your money?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it really is kind of. But the guy who's in the picture wasn't somebody who was there.
No.
That's the whole controversy.
Is he a real firefighter? Mm.
It says, "I was there," and there's a picture of a guy who wasn't there.
I'm not sure if he's a real firefighter or not,
maybe
but he
an
was
actor,
just
a model.
It was stock photography.
Because yeah. most people that are firefighters are going to be part of the Brotherhood. They're not going to do that.
Right.
No. Right.
Right. Very good. That's good thinking, Jennifer, on your part. All right. So anyway, there's always a controversy in New York one way or another. Here's... speaking of law, I'm going to tell you a story that you've not heard before, and you will hear a lot about. And Richie, I most importantly thought of you. I was with a friend of mine who's a lawyer on Saturday. He will be nameless. He has he's working for a big litigating firm in New York. Actually, the offices are on Long Island. He's not far from where you are, Roberta.
There's a few of those in New York.
Yeah, there are a few of them. So his job is to take, in this particular circumstance, I'm trying to phrase this the right way because I don't want it to come out wrong, but I want you to understand clearly what the implications are of this these lawsuits. This firm has been contacted by residents in Colombia. This law firm is known around the world, representing clients in countries outside of America who want to sue American companies. That picture clear? That's the first frame of the picture. American law firm represents people from outside the country who sue American companies. The real skill here is to determine jurisdiction, because many of the anytime there's a lawsuit like this, the companies will always claim a jurisdictional issue, a jurisdictional credibility or whatever it is. That's a very small part of this story, not really even, it's not intelligent, it's not a factor. The story, however, is mind-blowing, captivating, mind-blowing. And, Rich, you may know something about this, because I thought as I was listening to him, he talked to me for about an hour about this on Saturday, I thought of your wife's father and whether or not he could have been perhaps a not a participant but a victim of what has now become apparently a daily occurrence. Government, the new government of Colombia, to give it credit, is trying to stamp all this stuff out.
Uribe, the outgoing president, the last president, was really tough.
Yeah, and because of that, the people in the villages where the pineapples are grown and where the bananas are grown and fruit and that kind of stuff have now come forward somewhat to tell their stories. The stories are horrific. Horrific. Do you know the term? You can probably Google this, Richie, and find El Tigre. El Tigre.
The tiger. Okay.
The tiger, all right? Let's see if you can find the tiger, El Tigre, and his connection to recent history in Colombia. He's now in jail, having been put in jail by various legal maneuverings, and some of it, I guess, is to protect him as well as protect his story. But he's one of many that are now witnesses, and in the equivalent of the Colombian Witness Protection Plan, because El Tigre and others who have murdered, and this is the most heinous kind of murder, people that were union members, union leaders for the either Chiquita or Dole or some of these other big companies that are down there don't want unions because they cut into their profits. So they've hired these locals who used to be the drug enforcers. Now they are not any longer because the drug business has changed in Colombia. So now they've hired out. And the companies are run mostly by American CIA operatives or former, I don't want to imply the CIA here, former CIA operatives who have corporate headquarters in America. Their contracts are with Dole and Chiquita and these other companies. And what happens and what the allegations are, and this is where I have to be careful because I will use the term, I don't like the term alleged, but in this circumstance, I got to tell you, the allegations are unbelievable. So the deal is, according to the lawyer who is suing both Chiquita Banana and Dole, for untold hundreds of millions of dollars for the pain inflicted on the families and people that have been a part of this, apparently been going on brazenly for years, but has been stepped up because the union movements in Colombia, with the newfound freedom of the new president, they took on a new, a flair, a new importance, a new vigor and value. So to teach the union members or the workers a lesson, what has happened with regularity? They would capture a union president and his vice president, and they would hang him from a tree, tie him to a tree, and cut him up with a chainsaw.
What?
In front of his family and the people who are union members.
Oh, my God.
Did you find El Tigre, Richie?
I found a reference to
He's called El Tigre because his job was to take the same sorts of people from the unions and hack them up with a machete and feed them to a tiger who would be in a cart behind them. They'd go find, they'd identify these union people, they'd hack them up and they'd throw them into the cart so the tiger would eat the remains. When asked in his deposition how many people El Tigre was responsible for killing, he said he wasn't sure. He lost count when it got over 2,000. Someplace between 2,000 and 4,000 people he hacked up and fed to these tigers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my right.
goodness. Awful.
Now, the thing that the allegation is, and the story goes beyond that, the allegation is that the chief, not just the underlings, but the people that run these corporations, sat in on the meetings to decide how to dispose of these people that were in the way of their profits and operating their businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, I'm not going to name names, but the story is enough to get you sort of outraged or engaged. Maybe not outraged, but engaged. And I've asked this person if he has news media people following. He said, yes, the news media is beginning to take an interest in this story. He's being followed by a couple of reporters from a couple of major news services who are trying to put the pieces together of this story. When it happens, the stories about these two companies and others that have operated basically outside the law for decades so that they could... And this is not... Doug Steffen is the American capitalist. But when you... these things... And you can imagine them happening because they happen with the railroads.
And,
exactly. Just, same thing with the railroads.
These third world countries where they have slave labor, basically.
Yeah, right.
You're going to get this stuff. And Colombia is certainly a developing country. But when you get out... I'm looking at the areas where this takes place... And it's way out in the mountains and all that
stuff. Way, way away from any of the civilized... Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, I mean, and there's
they can do it and get away with
there's
it.
There's no rule there.
No. No law, nothing. So, anyway, there have been all kinds of other stories, apparently, that have been not just implicating, but these whistleblowers and the people like El Tigre who are in some kind of witness protection are ready to testify in U.S. court. And the only thing so far that gets in the way of the process is the jurisdictional question that I brought up 4 or 5 minutes ago. That's the only thing. Other than that, these guys in these corporations know these they've got them dead. Pardon the pun. They've got them. They have them. They've got them. They've got all these witnesses that now feel, because they've been protected, that they will be able to testify and tell the story of what has happened over the past years. And they've got these people from the meetings, the whistleblowers from the meetings where the CFO and the CEO would sit in with this guy who was the former CIA operative, and they'd be discussing how they're going to get rid of this guy, that guy, another guy, and, you know, basically break the unions and the organizations that were trying to fight against the slave labor that Richie just referenced. That's what's going on. It's an unbelievable story.
I will ask my wife, her cousin, who I know very, very well.
Yeah.
Owns a small banana farm.
Yeah.
But it's, my wife grew up and has an apartment on the North Coast, and it's just 45 minutes away. So it's it's in a very populated area. So I can't imagine they would be able to, you know, there would anything be, one, knowing her, two, knowing the area, that they would, anything like this would be going on. But I'll ask them what they know about it.
Yeah.
So, but my wife has never mentioned anything like this to me, so I would imagine not.
Who knows? She doesn't know anything about it. But these guys, this is one of the biggest law firms in the country specializing in this kind of lawsuit. And they have invested already $6 million of their own money to go down and find these people, get the depositions. I mean, this is not kidding. Nobody's joking with this stuff. I know this guy well enough to know he's telling me the truth. So, and, you know, it goes back to the British Empire. People there did it. The French did it. The Germans have done it. The Dutch did it.
You know, one thing we close our eyes to around this world is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That still happens everywhere.
Incredible.
I mean, it happens here in the United States. It happens in developing nations. And we all go to the grocery store every single day. And,
and do you know what they'll tell you?
We all go to the jewelers every single day.
Here's going
to
be the kicker at the end of the movie.
You're going to have $7 bananas.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the kicker at the end of the movie. You want to pay $7 for a banana? You want to pay $6 for a head of lettuce.
Right.
You want to pay $5 for a pineapple that now costs you $1.49, and a banana is, what, 80 cents or something?
Sure.
That's what that's the question at the end of the video, at the end of the day, at the end of the movie, because this is a movie. That's the question. And that'll be what we all.
So, I mean, it's, you know, we've watched it with China and Japan and all these places that where we had cheap electronics, and now all of a sudden these people are waking up,
yeah.
and they have a real economy because the people are actually making a little bit of money,
yeah.
and all of a sudden our TVs are a little bit, you know, it just gets the way the world is working.
Yep. All right, that's the story. 15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronos updates us on some important medical news. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
It's 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, MetaFast. Ready for MetaFast? If you're wondering, if you're assessing how your goal at the beginning of the year has been fulfilled or not, I was watching a commercial for a competitor last night. They can't hold a candle to MetaFast. MetaFast is so safe, so simple, so satisfying,
simple,
well supported. Richie's lost the most weight of anybody involved. Roberta's done very well. Jennifer's done marvelously well. Ken, you're pleased with what we have been able to deliver so far. To a lot of Richie was talking to somebody yesterday. Was it email or Facebook or something about whether this really worked?
One of our listeners emailed me and just wanted to ask a few questions, whether I'd had any issues with, like, dizziness or, headaches or anything.
Usual, nothing to do with your food.
Well, it's basically when you give up sugar. A lot of times you're going to have some, implications. It's like when people give up caffeine. And I didn't.
All right. So, Ken, no surprises here, right?
Absolutely. This is a healthy way to lose weight. This plan works. I see it in my patients every day. If you're looking for that successful weight loss program that'll keep you healthy, MetaFast is your answer.
Call 800-506-4115 and tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. You'd like a discount, they'll be happy to give it to you, talk to you, bring you through the program, stay with you. This is nothing but support and success. That's what you'll have when you call 800-506-4115. Support, satisfaction, success. Safely. 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning any weight loss program. All right. The heart and nuts, long discussed, now the verification. A particular kind of nut, though, seems to be better than others.
Yeah,
exactly. American Chemical Society meeting this week. Nuts are good for your heart. They can lower cholesterol, reduce the oxidative stress caused by free radicals, and decrease unhealthy inflammation. Walnuts were the number one nut for health because walnuts were found to have more antioxidants and better quality antioxidants than all the other nuts tested. What do you think was number two?
Cashews.
Almonds.
Brazil nuts.
Brazil
really?
Nuts, huh?
Mm. All right, so there you go. Heart health. Now, the story of the EPA ruling on radiation, not that we haven't said this 100 million jillion times before. I was so angry when I was listening to Ken because I was in central New York doing some farm stuff on Saturday morning, and I begged out, and I'm listening on the radio in the truck, and I'm hearing this woman call asking about, she was determined to get you to say yes so she could take some of those iodine pills, and I called screaming. at this, the irresponsibility. And so the EPA says what, Ken?
It's still not an issue. Even though trace amounts have been identified in the water in Massachusetts, Florida, South Carolina, California, it's still less than what you would get if you fly from California to New York.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Please don't waste your effort, your money on these things, just crazy stuff.
Just stay vigilant. Stay aware. We'll report
aware.
It.
Yeah, all right, 51 after on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right.
I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I play your game, as though that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy.
Hey, it's Doug singing again.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Your theme song.
Don't leave me on if there's nowhere for you to take me.
This is what the women sing to me, or I sing to them. What are you
loving
saying?
You no, it's, yeah, you sing to them. Sometime thing. I can't put bars on.
This is Keith Carradine, one of the Carradine brothers, as you know. And the song from Nashville. I think all the Carradines were in this trucker, were they not? If I remember correctly.
You know what, Doug? I can't give you an honest answer. Don't remember. But
well, you can make it up. It's all right. Nobody will know the difference. I think that they have, unless they check it someplace. Keith, I believe Keith Carradine. What's his brother's name? Father's name is
David.
Jonas. David Carradine. But there's another one. I was going to mention. Isn't there another one beside Keith and David?
They all appear in the movie The Lone Riders.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay. Anyway, this is from Nashville, and it won the Best Song Oscar at the Oscars. This day, 1976.
A very well-respected movie directed by Robert Altman. You know, David, Keith Carradine, last seen for most people on Showtime's Dexter, and he was excellent on that program.
They're good. The Carradines are all pretty good. And they were in that movie with the Quaids, and weren't the Estevez boys in that movie, too? Who else? What other families were in that? There were a whole bunch of families in that movie, if I remember correctly.
That was The Lone Riders.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, three different families.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Thank you.
It's a Western. It's a good movie.
Yeah, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here, our expert when it comes to media, films, a lot of great films that you'll find now, the whole discussion about Netflix and people being able to download. What's your take on that, Chuck, by the way?
It's interesting you brought that up because me and my wife went to our local Blockbuster last week. And they informed us that they were closing because, most Blockbusters, brick and mortar has gone the way of, you know, no more. And most people get their movies in the mailbox. It's not for me. I like to get in my car or walk to the video store. But
we don't even go to our mailbox anymore. We gave up the
movies. Yeah, just get off your Wii.
We got it right off of our Wii.
All right, here's the contest.
I'd rather buy the Blu-ray. But,
And last night I was watching, what was I watching? I was watching something on Netflix on my iPhone as I was putting Sean to sleep.
Yeah, just, great. Paying attention to your son and watching something.
He's sleeping. What do you want me to
nice
do?
Job,
nice job,
Rich.
Nice job, Rich. All right, let's get to our contest for today. This is from a movie. The fellow who is the star won for Best Actor in this movie today, 1989. He and some of the other great roles. This is a wonderful movie. First cut, Richie.
I remember this. What was it?
Great movie. Great. Here comes Kick.
800-510-8255. What's this movie called?
Great.
And who is this guy? One, again, the Best Actor this state, 1989.
The whole cast is great in this.
Very good. Yes, yeah. great stuff. Next clip.
Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27 technique.
All right, and if I said...
Don't say anything. Okay, this is good stuff.
All right, last clip.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Nice.
Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old U.S. of A, to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest province in the Russian Empire. That's what...
800-510-8255. Figured out you win the prize. First caller in who hasn't won before in Movie Moments will be the winner. Chucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, Chucker, what's up?
All right, Doug, and some TV news. Despite weak ratings and a move to a Friday night's death slot, Fox has renewed Fringe for a fourth season. That's good news.
Yes.
I like the program. And believe it or not, 7.4 million viewers watched the season final of Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is serious viewership, whether we...
You like it or not. Yeah, Elizabeth in Lynchburg, what's the name of the movie?
A Fish Called Wanda.
Kevin Kline was the winner. 1989 was the year. Great movie. Great job. Thank you. You get a great prize. Chucker, you did great as well. Everybody's great on Good Day.